Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frey.
And good afternoon. Yes, of course, I have a raspy throat. My throat was not raspy before all of this started. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from, I believe, somewhere in the general vicinity of Lake Charles, Louisiana, which is probably a nicer part of Louisiana than I have ever been to.
Right.
Right.
We have, yes, sir? Didn't they officially call it swamp training or tropical training for you guys?
What, in Fort Polk?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't much swamp. There was a whole lot of compacted dirt that felt like it was concrete.
Yep, that's our clay. Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to train in the summer in the pines, you found heaven.
I did.
It can get a little warm and uncomfortable.
Indeed. Joining us now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I never did get you.
And we're already off on, hey, I went to the range. I took my new firearm. I really like the Holosun Red Dot. I can see without glass. My nightmare is something happens and it's at 20 feet and I go, excuse me, I need to put on my glasses before I can defend myself because otherwise I'm using the force to hope I know where the front sight is.
Right.
This is the first gun I've shot where, you know, I'm used to target shooting. I call my shots. That's where the sights were when it went bang. Turns out some Smith & Wesson guns have a barrel that doesn't always put the shot where the sights are.
Hmm.
So I'm in the market for a new barrel. But I like the trigger and I like the sight. So, all right, that's not bad. How about you?
Me, I have been given what's going on right now.
Right.
What could go on right now. I have decided to get back to brass tacks, get back to the basics. I have purchased and I've had Roger Ward go over the ugliest Glock 45 I could find. The model 45.
Okay.
The 9mm, the Glock 19 size barrel, full size grip.
Right.
And he has gone over it. I had him put in a Timney trigger in it, which is a very good trigger. It's close to that single action pull for me.
Right.
And I put a set of night vision sights that are a collaboration with Paul Markle, a student at the gun. I'm amazed at those sights. They are the fastest, easily acquired sights for me that are steel sights that I've ever played with.
Interesting.
So that's all on the gun. And today the gun goes to the range. In addition to the, I ran into a thing where I was filming for WORD. And the moving around part of it was giving me issues because I was carrying the Staccato C2. And I was thinking,
right,
how much nicer would it be to have a really small gun to carry on these days? A small gun that is effective. So I went out and bought a Glock 43.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got the one that is a six-rounder versus the Glock 43X because it's still a little bit thinner and it's a lot easier to move around with if you got to carry it anywhere on you. It's almost small enough to fit in your pocket. And a lot of people make nine-round magazines that go with it or plus threes that go on the bottom of the Glock magazine. So it can turn into a fairly decent gun. That goes to the range today.
And that over the shield.
That over the shield, yeah. I've tried the Smith. I don't know what it is about me and the shield. We just we have issues from time.
It doesn't fit you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
And now that I was on a podcast this week, Wednesday, with Yehuda Reamer. He's branded himself with the moniker the Pew Pew Jew.
Right.
Well, needless to say, he's getting, all of a sudden they go, you know, synagogue self-defense, his name pops up, and a lot of Jews in America are suddenly going, ooh, I think we should learn more about this gun culture. And he can't help them all. It's becoming a little bit more like, you know, after that attack at the Pulse nightclub, a lot of gay people said, ooh, maybe I should be able to defend myself.
Right.
Well, they ask a friend who then asks her. So it's been a game of telephone tag. And in fact, a friend called me up. Now, they were all the way up near Fort Polk. And I said, no, that's 4 hours away. Just ask at the local gun store shop. There are ranges and trainers in Shreveport. But we ran into another ammo shortage from what I read in the news.
Where?
Here in the U.S.
Oh.
Okay. A bunch of people went, they're crazy people in Israel. Look at that. Well, you know what? I only do have 200 rounds. Maybe we need a little more. And what was bizarre, the defense ministers in Israel said, yeah, you know how we said you needed a permit and only then could you have a handgun at home and you could only have 50 rounds? Well, we'll make that permit easier to get, but it's 100 rounds and it still takes a week for you to get it, the permit.
Not exactly.
So when terrorists are minutes away, your permit is still a week in the mail.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll see how that plays out. As I say, I took my gun to the range, and all of a sudden I went, and now that my wife has a gun that she likes shooting too, we're both there. We went through 300-400 rounds in that stint, and all right, time to buy another 1,000.
Yep. That's easy to do. I'm taking about 400 rounds myself today.
Right. Yeah. I remember, and you covered the story, I think it was with Dan, that the Philadelphia cops had firearms leaking out of their armory.
Yeah.
We don't know where they went. We had them here, now they're gone. And then there was that, it's just a paperwork clerical error. And I think it was a city council person who said, no, I've looked at this. They're really gone. We saw similar things happen in Mexico where they were losing, I think, a third of the firearms they ordered from the U.S.
Right.
Well, they were losing. We wish the problem was that small, that they were losing. They were losing a third of the firearms they ordered. They were coming in Glocks from Germany, FNs. You know, they ordered from all around the world, but they get diverted. The narcos don't need to make guns. They can just take the leakage from the Mexican military.
Right.
And here, remember when we left how many billion dollars worth of arms in Afghanistan?
Was it 86?
I've forgotten. It's several.
Yeah. It was tens.
Right.
Tens of billions.
Tens of billions.
I think it was 86 billion. Yeah.
Wow. And then we saw Hamas terrorists use them in other countries. Oh, what a shock. Those same U.S. arms now turned up in the hands of Hamas terrorists when the terrorists attacked Israelis.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep. And, I mean, that means a whole lot of other stuff went with those weapons, too, because they got to have ammo, they got to have magazines, they got to have somebody's got to have spare parts. So they got a lot of stuff out of there. They got a lot of stuff out of there. But that was the whole Benghazi thing. Benghazi was a weapons theft. Although they killed, you know, the ambassador and all this other stuff, it was primarily a weapons theft because they went and stole a bunch of American weapons and a bunch of AKs that we were sending there to arm one of our favorite factions. But that was during the Obama administration. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slopax blog, and my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. We've got some news on that, too.
We're going to continue this conversation because we're both making a few changes here and there. Rob and I have done a couple of trainings together, so it's always interesting to talk about what we may or may not have going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. I wanted to add, now you ran a Glock 19 for the longest time.
Yep.
How long?
A decade. Yep.
And the only time you sort of changed from the first one you had, I guess, was when you got some of Roger Ward stuff at Ace Firearms and you tried the Poly 80 thing and everything else. And you ran that
right.
For how long?
I would include that as a Glock.
Right.
You know, it's
a Glock clone. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the way I look at a Glock clone. Better grip angle for me, but it's a Glock clone nonetheless. And now all of a sudden you are looking at the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0. Why are you doing that? I'm just curious.
I shoot it better.
Really? Well, that's all you need to know, right? That's all you need. See, yeah. my thing is the gun that I shoot best of the striker fired polyguns is the SIG P320. Except the FCU thing with the SIG P320, the curved triggers have a tendency sometimes, not all the time, not very often, but sometimes they'll freeze when you pull it and they just won't pop forward.
Right. Whoops.
And then you have to push it forward with your finger. As far as I know, all of the straight trigger ones do not have that. When mine froze and I called SIG, the guy at SIG that was a representative said, yeah, we know about that. You have to send that in for us to fix it. And when they sent it back to me, I wasn't all that enthused with the idea that they had. I mean, I sold a car for this too, for the same reason. I had a Ford Escape that had a known design flaw in the transmission. So at 50,000 miles, the transmission spun. So when I went to get a new transmission, when the guys put the transmission in it, I simply asked them, is this a better transmission? They said, no, it's the only one that would fit. It's the same kind of transmission. I said, okay, fine. So I got rid of the car.
Right.
And they sent me back this FC. They sent the same one back. They should have sent me the straight trigger. If they'd done that, still in the game.
But now, I'm looking at changing the trigger group. In my Smith.
Right.
Is there a reason you didn't just go to a 320 with a straight trigger?
At the time, I had built that particular gun up to such a degree that when it failed, I lost confidence in all of them.
Okay.
Now, I would take a second look at them, but now with the Glock that I have now, the 45, I have changed the trigger to the Timney trigger because the Timney trigger feels closest to that single action pull, and it's straight.
Yep. What is the break point on that? Now we're really getting into geeky.
I have no idea.
Three and a half?
There's not. Yeah, it's a 3.5 pound pull. Although you can get in at 2.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's a target.
Yeah, but don't put your finger on the trigger. That's all. I mean, you don't put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to shoot anyway. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I have had some target triggers that were, 2 pound triggers.
Right.
On a target gun, I wouldn't carry it. I'm just, anyway.
I would agree, though, but with the M&P, I think the M&P has superior ergonomics to the Glock.
Yeah, it just fits my hand.
Yeah.
I, for whatever reason, my hand wasn't evolved to carry a brick around. It was designed for something a little rounder. And, hey, let's go to. This is one, thank goodness for GCN. I really want to cover this. You ready to?
Oh,
but before we do, I noticed when I, you said, where are we? The Polite Society podcast is no longer a part of the Second Amendment Foundation. They parted ways. They say nice things about each other. I just think, one was asking for more than the other could give at the time.
Right.
All right. That happened. I've been on it for years. It's been great. I'll still be on the Polite Society podcast. But did you notice this? Because I cover DGUs all the time.
Right.
There was one out of Haymarket, Virginia. It reads like a Grisham spy novel. Church services are in progress. You're part of the security team. You're not the visible greeters up at the front. You're a guy in it with a suit and an ear jack. And I don't know how they rotate him around, but you drew the straw to be in the back hallway. Services are already in progress. You see a guy walk in. He's wearing a black trench coat and sunglasses. That's not Virginia weather this time of year. You contact the security center because you say, this doesn't look right. You see this guy? And they do in the security center. They say, okay, you approach the guy. You talk nice. Hi, welcome. Where are you headed today? Services are already in progress. Or were you here for one of the ministries in one of the side chapels? And the guy looks like, you're talking about bingo scores. So he's not familiar with the church. And he doesn't take off his sunglasses. And he doesn't meet your eyes. And he doesn't shake your hand. All of that's suspicious. It turns out Someone had posted threats against the church. Someone saw the threats on social media. They contacted the police. The police identified the person that made the threats. They have a license plate number on his car. The off-duty police officer who's working at the church says, we've got that guy here. His car is in the parking lot. That information gets relayed to the security center. The security center says, this is a known bad actor in front of you. You've asked for backup. Both the cop and the backup are headed your way. The police arrest this guy just because you identified him, stalled him, talked with him, engaged with him, and nobody had to draw a gun and shoot anybody, which is the way it is supposed to go. As the guy goes, if you're doing your security job right, it's infinitely boring, even when there's a threat, because you've identified it, you contain it. Good. Now we have to compare that to some of the mess that happened in Israel. But right. Anyway.
Well, I mean, in Israel, there was one kibbutz that had a defense, little 13-person reactionary force run by a 25-year-old female.
Her name is Inbal Lieberman.
Yes. And she got out there and I think they killed about 24 of them. She killed 5 by herself. So yes. It did not have to be this way if everybody had been trained up to this level of stuff. But I guess it all just, and the kibbutz, for those that don't know, that's like a little, that's a sectioned off group of people. Most of the time they live in a little, they've set themselves up in a little community. And most of the time, I think in Israel, it's primarily agricultural, but I'm not sure about that. But like it's a,
right, this one,
yeah, so
this one was
little suburb. They make their own little suburbs.
700 settlers. They farm 20,000 acres.
Yep. Well, tell everybody. Tell everybody where you at.
Yeah, we'll get that when we come back.
We'll get that when we get back.
I still host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm still a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog, and the writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
I like it. I like it a lot. And, of course, he shows up here when he's not snorkeling. Because he's actually enjoying retirement by going to where the clear water is, and he can see the really cool fish with his GoPro. I can only imagine the videos that are at the Morse household.
You're right.
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Artillery and rocket fire are continuing for another night along the border between Israel and Gaza. Israeli troops remain on high alert for potential action. In Gaza, shortages of crucial supplies such as food, water, and medical resources are further exacerbating the dire situation. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the U.S. A plane carrying 270 evacuees touched down in Tampa last night, thanks to Project Dynamo and its founder, Brian Stern.
These are American citizens. I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody. So it's not just go to the airport, we have a free plane. It's incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly scary. All these people have taken missile fire. It's dicey, and they're not soldiers.
Stern has confirmed plans for at least three additional rescue flights. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. We were just talking about Israel and the successful kibbutzes that dealt with Hamas.
Right.
Yes, sir.
When I read it, though, Bill, it really, really bothered me. The clue to this gal was she's going, wait a minute. They've been hit by rocket fire before. She right. knows what that sounds like, feels like, and she goes,
This is closer.
That's small arms and hand grenades, and it's therefore a lot closer. So she gets her security team up. She opens the armory. She gets them armed. Now, the way it's described, she told them where to go.
Right.
Immediately, I'm going wrong. This, if you had to wake them, you know, physically, they said literally she ran from house to house. I'm going, that's wrong. I want a way to alert all of them.
Yeah,
you don't have this is your security team.
Yeah, they should have commo all the time, 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah. I bet you they do now.
Right. And wait a minute. So if one round lands on the armory, you guys are disarmed, and 700 people become victims.
Right.
That's insane. Why aren't your defensive tools distributed around the compound? And you've got to tell them where to go. You haven't rehearsed this. Now, maybe she did all those things right, and the media is mislabeling what happened. I can't tell.
Well, I mean, if they had an armory to begin with, I would have to guess that your first guess on that one is correct. And in the story I read, it said that she did organize them in such a way to set up ambushes. So I would have to guess that your second point is correct. And just based on everything else, I would have to guess just off of that all of your points are correct. My blush would be, I'd have the weapon and I would have commo.
Right.
I'd have some sort of a portable communication set up outside of mobile phones or anything else that has its own power source like batteries. And
right.
You just give everybody a buzz and train for the alerts. You do a bunch of alerts. But I'm sure they're going to do that now. I'll bet you that the only thing that I saw about this particular story was I was astounded that they published her picture. They should not have done that. They should not have published her picture, but they have. New York Post did. I'm sure a few others have some. But they did a fair, very fair accounting, unlike everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. What just makes my skin crawl, because I've helped train school staff.
Sure.
The terrorists came with names and addresses of elementary schools. They were going to go hunt kids.
Yeah.
This wasn't, oh, we're trying to take over our territory. This is, we want to terrorize you because Iran funds us and they told us to, and the way we go. That just sends a chill up my spine.
Right. Well, I saw a video of them coming into a house, and what they were doing is like they come up to a house and a dog sees them, and the dog is not attacking them. It's just coming at them, tail wagging. They shoot the dog.
Yeah.
Then they go in and set the place on fire. After they get a cold beverage and have set the place on fire. And that's why the animal, they're animals. They need to be dealt with like mad, rabid animals.
Well, and remember how this turned out last time. Israel, they kept civilians as hostages. But by that, I mean their own Palestinians. They did not let the civilians flee Gaza. And then when Israel would take fire and see rockets coming from a building, they level the building and go, oh, you killed kids. And the corrupt media would run with that story.
Sure they will. Yeah. I mean, but I think this time now, I actually spoke to a guy over the weekend. I spoke at a Friends of the NRA event, and one guy came up to me and he is from Israel.
Wow.
He thinks that this is all that it was allowed to happen by the Netanyahu government in order to bolster his standing in Israel. Which I looked at that and I said, you don't really believe that, do you? And I was, but it does beg the question that the Mossad and El Shabet or something, whoever they are, their dual intel apparatus. Missed it on every front. They even did a live dress rehearsal of this, like in September. And
nobody didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. They filmed it. They put it on Facebook. Yeah. So.
And are you? And our intel didn't get it either.
Well, if they did, they didn't
see it.
If they saw something, they didn't do something about it at all. No.
The CIA and NSA should. Well, if they knew, it sure looked like Joe Biden was even more fumbling and doddering when he talked about it.
Well, we send
so
money.
I assume he hadn't been briefed.
They send money to Hamas all the time. The entire world, Hamas, nobody works in Gaza. Nobody has businesses in Gaza. They only live off of what comes in.
I don't think that's entirely true, but well, may be majority true.
There are places, there's shops, and I'm sure there's some restaurants and some other thing, but it's not, they don't have anybody making, they don't have a place that's making blue jeans, for example.
Right.
Right, they don't have industry in there, so.
Well, there was an Israeli, a Jew, who had a shop in Gaza. He said, hey, I'm trying to employ these people.
Yep.
And they killed his daughter. So I don't think he's going to do that anymore.
No. And they have taken the funding. I mean, have you seen their underground tunnel and missile array that they have?
Yes. Yeah, Holy cow.
I mean, they figured out how to use the space really well. They've got a serious tunnel. I mean, that looks like it was made by municipality.
Right.
Which apparently
it was made by a government. Yeah.
Yeah. Which you like it was.
Okay. I want to change tilts here.
Sure.
Because I just bet you weren't reading the American Bar Association's journal over the weekend.
I did not. I missed that one.
You missed that. Well, okay. So St. Roger Benitez, the appellate judge in California,
right,
looked at California's magazine capacity ban, and he goes, and he lays it out, 74 pages. Here's the Bruin standard. You failed. No go. And then in a 7-4 decision in the Ninth Circuit, covers a huge territory, the Ninth Circuit goes, oh yeah, no, that's just fine. Well, the dissent, those four judges in the dissent were blistering. They said, look, this obviously fails the Bruin framework. The majority did not examine the historical tradition. You just rubber stamped it. And in the protections of the people's fundamental right, this is a lawyer talking, so I don't speak this well. If it wasn't such a serious matter, our court's attitude toward the Second Amendment would be laughably absurd. For years, the Ninth Circuit has shot down every Second Amendment challenge to a state's regulation of firearms. We've effectively granted a blank check for governments to restrict firearms in any way they please. Wow. And he signed his name to this.
Right.
The Ninth Circuit Court would allow a prior Ombeck panel to hear the comeback case without the majority vote. Anyway, he tore into him. What I wonder, and I think, unfortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court didn't accept the case. In the sense that this case was returned to the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit sent it to Benitez. Benitez ruled. Then the Ninth Circuit overturns his ruling. Okay, now it's either go to the Supreme Court or go home. Because the Ninth Circuit, which is, you know, west of the Rockies just about, has said, oh yeah, no, you can do anything you want to regulate guns. There is no bridge too far.
No bridge too far. Not with California, anyway. And Washington and California wants to be, you know, they want to be annexed by California. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse, and we've been bouncing all over the place, guns and now international politics and such, or strategy, well, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and as that judge said, if this weren't so serious, we'd laugh at you. And California's Attorney General Bonta, he basically said in a friend of the court brief with other liberal attorneys general, he goes, oh yeah, we need the right to restrict where you can carry guns. Like, you should only be able to carry it on private property if you get permission from that person. And we should be able to, any place there are people, parks and banks, you should be disarmed. And to me, that's horrific.
Yes.
Why should the state deny you the right of armed defense without then incurring the liability of protecting you? They're basically saying, yeah, if you become a victim, that's fine. We're happier with you a victim than with you able to defend yourselves. And that makes my skin crawl.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, and I say thankfully, here's the problem with this, and you tell me what you think. Now, you lived in California.
I'm a refugee, yes.
Yeah, so how did they get to this one party rule thing that they have over there? What happened to where everybody said, oh yeah, we all want to be leftists, we all want to vote for this?
Essentially, the Democrat Party is funded by mandatory union funds taken from school teachers and from prison guards.
Okay.
So it is a state of, by, and for municipal unions.
Okay.
And that's led us here.
So, and what you're talking about is money, campaign money, that kind of thing, right?
Yes. That's the predominant funding for the Democrats in California.
So.
And what's odd is that it's a 55-45 state despite that. Even places like Los Angeles. If all the Republicans would come out to vote in Los Angeles, Republicans would sweep all the statewide offices. So, despite its blue color, there's a lot of red in there. It's really purple.
Yeah.
And once you get off the San Francisco, LA area, it's Kansas. All the 40 counties off the coast? Yeah, they're as conservative as they are in Idaho.
Well, First of all, I've seen a lot of things about talking about turning California into two states or three states or five states, because some people think it's just too big. And what do you think about that?
I like the idea of letting counties choose what state they're going to be in.
Right.
We saw that for just huge swaths of eastern Washington. Once you get over the Cascades, you're not in Seattle and Tacoma anymore.
Right.
You don't have that craziness. And they have a much closer political affinity to Idaho. And they've had their county groups say, hey, we want to go there. Now, what would finally justify the Washington state legislature to let them go? I don't know. What I've wondered if the right of, there's a UN term, what's it called? Self-determination.
Right.
If someone could appeal to the UN and say, hey, we're an oppressed minority in your state, but we're a large enough minority, we should be represented. We want to be included over here. In which case you'd see most of Washington become part of Idaho, much of Oregon, and much of northern and eastern California all become parts of Nevada or Arizona. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, I know that California, there's a big part of it that wants to be Idaho now, right? Is that right? Am I right about
right.
that? Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
So I see that, and I can see where that might become a thing. I don't know how that, you know, the reason they wouldn't let that happen is because of the tax base. Because of the funding they get.
Yeah, but compared to Silicon Valley, again, for months we've been reading about somebody buying a lot of property
right.
in the kind of the northern edge of the Central Valley. It's out near an Air Force base. It turns out it was a bunch of Silicon Valley investors who said, Silicon Valley is crazy. You can't live there. You can't do business there. We want to set up a new Silicon Valley North and try it again. I wonder if they'll be successful. Here's another way where things are going to get very interesting. A Jewish Republican city councilwoman in New York City. You didn't know there was such a thing.
No, I did not.
For one.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, there she is. Her last name is Vernikoff. She turned herself in at the New York City police because she was at a rally for Israel after the attacks, and a bunch of counter protesters showed up in the street. So she's carrying concealed, and she goes, I'm not taking this off. Oh, but you're at a protest, and that's against the law. She goes, I'm not taking this off. You can arrest me. So she goes and turns herself in. They seize her firearm, which to me is an absolute crime. Here we are in a situation where all New York PD police are told to stay in uniform and stay armed because of crazy threats from Hamas. And they tell this Jewish councilman, oh yeah, you can't go armed because there's a protest on the street. She's going, I'm not having it. So we may see whether those, sensitive location laws really hold up. I can imagine that being pushed on appeal right through the Second Circuit, right up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a very interesting time to be alive. It's at the same time, some of this stuff's just crazy.
NBC was carrying water for Bloomberg, I think.
Yeah.
Because they said, I know we don't ignore what we show you. I know we show you burning Democrat cities night after night. But really, it's the rural places. Those are where it's really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we look on a per population basis, there's all that gun violence out there. Well, to generate those numbers, what they had to do was include suicide.
Sure.
That just to me is the stinkiest move by corporate media. I mean, it's fine to lie to the American people so long as it advances the Democrat narrative.
Oh, yeah.
I got to call BS. And when I read that, I went, I got to bring up this to Bill so that I can say thank you to you and Genesis Communications.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun for me to get out there and play with this stuff simply because it does, and it is indeed one of those things where you, when you're looking at it, you're like, and there's so much evidence going the other way. And that's what I just try to present that. That's all. I do my best. I don't know how good it works out.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Coming up, we're about to run out of time. When's your next range trip with your gun there?
I might start shooting my wife's or shoot. There's some 22 trainers. I'm thinking of sending this one off to get a better barrel and a flat base put on it.
Right.
I got to find who will do that for me.
Right.
I don't know how to find. I used to think Louisiana was rear end high in gunsmiths, but I got to go find out.
You ought to check with Roger.
Oh, would he do that?
I have no idea, but I bet he might.
I'll check with him. Thank you.
Check with him. But besides that, when I was in there the other day, there's a box that says property of Rob Morse sitting on his counter.
Oh, I know what it is. Yep. Okay. I need it.
Yep. Tell everybody how to find you right quick, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. We talk about the nation's Second Amendment news. God, it takes us an hour and a half. I write the Slow Facts blog, a couple posts a week. I'm up to, 2,100 now? My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, it's always a pleasure. There's always something to talk about.
Yes, sir. The pleasure is mine. Coming up next, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. He also is not traveling today, so that means I get to speak with him, which you like Dan, don't you?
I do. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah. That's a very... They're about as prolific as you are. That's the thing about the gun writers. The gun writers are very prolific. Thank you for joining me today, sir. Go check out slowfacts.wordpress.com. That's where it all begins. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
7.